When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
It's brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some!
Yeah! Let's start off tonight's ENN by saying good evening to Michael and myself.
It makes me feel like I'm an idiot.
Well, let me tell you this, Bruno.
And to myself.
If you really did it to me, like if he was doing it to me specifically. Because
You know, Don... That was a rarity. I don't recall a drop in history where what really makes the drop is another drop.
Right.
Can I hear that one more time?
If you really did it to me, like if he was doing it to me specifically.
That's true.
Is that in the drop or you played it along with the drop?
That's in the drop.
Beautiful. Oh, I love it. That's something. Let's say good evening to all of us.
So this is 30 minutes with Kay.
Yeah.
That's a lot. You get a lot.
That's not nothing.
Good evening to all of us.
First on Jason Brunson.
It's Tatum. You know, it's confusing.
No, I think he meant Brunson.
No, I know, but maybe the Tatum, I don't know.
I think he meant shouldn't have called.
Good evening to John Tush.
Now, I can't stand it when Peter shows up in these stupid jerseys. You're a grown man.
Good evening to Kendrick Perkins.
I've been called worse by better people.
And to Kendrick Perkins.
God bless their heart. They don't know no better.
And to Kendrick Perkins.
Not going to bust a grape in the fruit fight and pour milk on cereal.
Not even pour milk on cereal.
Yeah. I never heard that part before.
Let's say good evening to Michael.
You all know damn well you wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight.
Oh, yeah. Forgot you said that before, Michael. You forgot, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, language, too. How about Marcus Stroman sporting a Ranger hat?
I saw
talking
that.
To the media. How about that? It's all coming. Oh, yeah. Here.
Love it.
I bet you the entire Yankee team will be at the Knick game Monday.
You think so?
It's an off day.
Well, I don't think they can get the whole team in there. How do you think they choose who can go?
Star to the bottom.
They just start asking. They go in order and go, hey, Aaron, want to go?
No.
Hey, Juan, want to go?
I think people will be putting in requests and like... If it's like the 25th man on the roster, it might be, not today. But Judge gets a yes. Soto gets a yes. Cole gets a yes.
They off Monday?
Yeah. No, they said they take off the game and just go to the Knick game, Don.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. Right. I should not do that. You're a friend.
Why do you do it?
Because I can't help myself sometimes.
I'm glad the first step is admitting.
I'm troubled.
I don't know. I've been playing these rogue Monday day games. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you know what? You bring up a good point.
I was telling the guys, like, baseball right now, the beginning of the season feels like baseball on a September Sunday afternoon.
So like, you're not really football. Into it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, because there's so much else going on.
It's
like, we were lucky yesterday because both the Mets and Yankees were played in the afternoon. But maybe if you were going up against... But come 9 o'clock, how are you not into the Knicks Sixer game? You know,
the Yankee game started at 6:30 in Baltimore, like a night game does. It would have to be the end of a no hitter to keep.
Yeah,
going.
It's just it's not baseball's fault. It's difficult. It's early season baseball. I think the Yankees have been more compelling than the Mets, but I wouldn't say what the Yankees are doing has been compelling at all. Off to a good start, but it's not like they're undefeated or going on a real toot or anything. They're not hitting. So you're going up against the really important playoff games. It's tough. So I'm sorry I didn't know the Yankee schedule. I apologize, not just to you, Michael, but to Peter, Anthony, Tom, and the entire audience.
And
I know, Sunday's out of the question at 4 o'clock because Yankees will be playing
at some
point.
They'll
be done by then. Yeah. All right, well, they might. I don't know if they're going to go run to the Garden.
No, I don't think they'll go to the Ranger game. No, but the game will be over.
I have seen
playing 2.5 hour games.
I've definitely seen Judge and Rizzo at Ranger games in the regular season. So I'm thinking during the postseason there will be, if the schedule allows, there'll be Yankee players at these playoff games.
Of course. Now, what is the when's your Somerset first pitch?
The game's at 6:30. Oh, what 6 day? O'clock. No, the game is 6 o'clock tomorrow. So first pitch will probably be what, Michael? Maybe 15 minutes before?
No. It should be right when they take the field. Then the pitcher gets off the mound and you come out and throw it.
And Marco's going to be with
prepared?
Me, too.
You feeling prepared?
I have not thrown a baseball.
Is he coming on the field with you?
Yes.
Good.
He'll be out there.
Is he excited?
I plan on throwing a little bit tomorrow just to warm up a little bit.
Want me to come over tomorrow before the game? Play some catch with you?
Let's say I did.
I would try.
No, you wouldn't.
But I'd say I have to be there at 7. I don't think you'd get up at 7 in the morning.
But you wouldn't do it. That's the thing. You're a liar.
I don't think Michael would come over for that. I mean, there's other people I can throw the ball to, including against the wall. I can throw the ball at my son.
How about the cupcake guy?
Carlos?
Yeah, would he catch a couple of pitches?
Why do you do... Well, Carlos is out now because we're off, yes. Carlos is like my mom. He consumes us on TV only.
It's only a TV show.
Yeah.
On TV.
But Carlos
it's
would
amazing
do it.
How many people I... Isn't that funny? A lot of the people in my life are TV only people.
And that's very well represented in the ratings.
It just shows you the future of radio. Or as ESPN likes to call it, audio.
Ray Rowe.
But I'll call, there's plenty of people. There's my neighbor Steve.
Dan Grosser would do it. Dan would kill a woodlands animal for you.
Well, he's got a show Saturday. I'm good, man. I'll be ready. There'll be footage.
Well,
I'm sure there'll be footage.
Hard enough to Marco, right? So you've got to be able to really throw the ball.
I'll get there.
All right.
I'm a pitcher. It's still there. It's going to hurt. I'm sure if I throw a strike, there'll be pain. But Peter, I whip it around there in the hall during the breaks, right?
Excuse me?
Boy. That was really...
You don't think so? No, he's trying to filth it up, but, whipping it, that's something that you say that describes a throw, no?
You can whip it.
No, I don't think you whip it around. No, that doesn't describe a throw.
That doesn't?
Fling it around.
No, wait a minute. We want to run up the pole. He can whip it? Like, whip it to me.
I don't Peter, like not, that. I'm not. I don't know. I wouldn't say whip it to me. Nope.
No?
No.
Well, that's what we said honest. When I was younger.
You'd say whip it to me?
Yeah.
You'd say whip it good.
That's whip a Devo song. God, you guys are filthy animals.
Running up the pole?
Well, whipping it is not a way to describe throwing?
It's whipping around the infield. That's the only whip it that you do. You don't whip it to me.
But if you're whipping it around the infield, what are you doing? You're throwing it around the infield.
You're not playing a game. There's no way that you're playing a game of catch and you go, whip it to me, Michael.
Whoa, it sounds insane even to say it like that.
I don't know what's going on. North Jersey must have been like a different country.
Whip it around.
Oh, my God.
You would say to your friends, hey, you guys want to go whip it around?
Well, no. I would probably say something like, man, he can really whip it.
Whip it good.
Michael,
what are you just going to keep saying it until somebody laughs?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't. I would never say that.
You would never say it. Why? Were you afraid you'd be violated or something? Like, I don't know what the problem is.
Well, no, it's just not a phrase. It's
not a phrase?
No.
No, it's not.
Well, where I grew up.
Peter's right.
Say it again, Don, how you'd say it?
I think that kid can whip it.
I can't go whip it. No, I whip it.
Listen, I don't know. Listen, you were a pinch runner, and Michael baseball. He lived vicariously through.
That's wrong. What you said. I've never said I was only a pinch runner. I said that was the only thing I was my forte. But it's a different thing. All right, let's get into last night. Let's hear the call on our very own 98.7. Pat O'Keefe, Monica McNutt, the final call.
Batum looks, has Buddy Hield. Hield launches.
Batum will inbound at midcourt.
Whoa.
Knicks need one final stop here. Batum into Hield. Turns. Throws it up. It is no good. Rebounded by Hart. Dribbles out of traffic. Knicks win. Knicks win the series in six. And the Knicks are advancing to round number two.
How do you like that? Now let's hear Mike Breen on MSG.
Batum looks, has Buddy Hield. Hield launches it up. The shot is up. No good. Hart has it. Dribbles it out. And the Knicks win. The Knicks advance to the second round. Eliminate the Sixers in six games. What a series and what a victory for the Knicks tonight.
Heroes abound tonight for the Knicks. Of course, it was the Brunson burner, but he had plenty of help.
For the first time in 24 years, the Knicks advance to the second round in consecutive seasons, and they'll have home court advantage in the second round against the Indiana Pacers.
And why we love this team, their resiliency, their grit.
I whip it around there in the hall.
Whip it to me, Michael.
I got the call to clincher against the Capitals on Sunday, Michael.
I'll write all the numbers down for the Capitals.
And you were you had left early, and so the first thing they played from that clincher was me opening up a period, and I was a little phlegmy. So that's the respect I got. But you know, continue.
Hey, you guys want to go whip it around?
That sounds weird to you?
Whip it around,
Don? Yes, it's weird.
Toss it around.
Whip it around the infield.
Yeah, maybe that. Maybe whip it around the infield.
Yeah. Sal Mecca says, yes, used whip it when throwing hard. Don, don't let them gaslight you.
He can whip it.
We're not. We're trying to help him.
Help me. I'm going to use it in, solely to describe a throw.
Please don't. Please don't.
You know me, Michael.
When you are in Somerset on Saturday, don't tell somebody from the Patriots, I'm going to go out there and whip it.
I'm going to say it right to Sparky.
Who's Sparky?
Sparky Lyle.
Yeah.
Is Sparky Lyle going to be there?
He's the president.
Every time you go to the White House, Biden is not there. He's the president.
Yeah, I'm sure Sparky's got a lot of heavy lifting to do at this stage. It's a home game.
Hey, listen, some people say the same about Biden.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's hear from Tom Thibodeau on how darn impressed he is by Jalen Brunson.
Jalen, of course, you can't say enough about it. It's just every big shot, they're getting the ball out of his hands, and our guys did a good job of spacing and getting the ball back to him and creating the right shots for him. And then his shot making and tough plays and, you know, his ability to, he gets knocked down and he gets right back up. He keeps going. He never stops.
He gets knocked down, but he gets up again.
The post-game... But postseason Tom Thibodeau is not Sleepy Tom Bobos.
No, he's no longer Sleepy Tom Bobos. He's not.
Got him getting a lot of support on Twitter.
Really?
Guess it's a jersey thing. That's what people were saying. I whip it around there in the hall.
Am I opening up a political can of worms here to point out, Michael, that I find it funny that President Biden's called Sleepy Joe? And in the last week, Donald Trump has actually fallen asleep in public. Isn't it ironic?
Yeah, I think you're opening up a political can of worms. I'm not even saying
right-wing piece of garbage.
What are you doing?
You don't know which way I'm saying.
You're lefty lunatic. Stop
yeah.
it.
You don't know which way I'm saying. I'm just saying I find it interesting.
Why do you? The only reason you'd find it interesting if you leaned a certain way.
No, but you don't know which way that is.
Maybe I'm lefty.
Maybe I'm a big fan of sleep. And I think.
I stand corrected.
Thank you. And what I'm saying is, I want the kind of man who can fall asleep in public. Something I'm capable of. You guys know I'm a great plane sleeper. Let's go to Jalen Brunson.
Can I just tell you one quick thing?
Oh, please, sure.
Front office sports reporting, the NFL concluded a round of layoffs over the last 24 hours. Cuts that impacted some NFL Network employees. An NFL spokesman said the league-wide cuts were made to ensure the continued strength of our game and the business. Really?
Thank you. You guys are disgraceful.
The NFL is the one place that can't fall back on, oh, we're losing money.
Oh, my God. Really?
What a disgrace.
Well, what did you think, guys, that they were never going to lay people off again? That's what they do. That's what all these companies do. I'm sorry, but including ours.
We may not publicly know the finances of all of these businesses, but the NFL continues to sign billion-dollar television deals. And then some guy, you know, running a camera at the NFL Network is going to get laid off. Give me a break.
Well, somebody bigger than that, Andrew Marsan reporting, Michael Irvin out at the NFL Network.
Well, no offense, I feel less sorry for like a former professional athlete.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's not going to be in the soup kitchen. You're not worried about Michael Irvin, but...
No, but I just hate to make it better moving forward. They're making more money than ever.
Now, are these one of these, like, we're the NFL Network is self-contained, like we only want to use the money on employees that this particular entity makes? Like, you can't tell me that the entire Shield can't afford to pay whatever needs to be paid all around. But is it just, hey, we like to keep our TV together and social media together? Is it something like that, maybe?
They can't say that because they own the NFL Network outright.
No, but I'm saying is do they want it to be self-contained, though?
Like, who knows? It's an awful, god-awful, by the way.
I'm telling you, it's every big... Now, if you really want to see me showing my political leanings... It's every major corporation in this country. That's all they do. They get more money and cut more people. It's the bigger they are, the more money that's coming in, the more opportunity it seems like there is to cut small people's jobs so you can grab even more money for your shareholders. That's capitalism, baby. All right, let's move on to another moment from last night. Pat Beverly not happy, apparently. And he has an interesting, well, first of all, he was asked about a moment in the game where he threw a ball at a fan. Let's hear that.
There was, I think, late game, kind of a back and forth with a fan. Like, what happened?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You guys have a great summer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, there was nothing. Okay, because he threw a ball at a fan twice.
He said have a great summer, Peter, so you take the good with the bad.
I know the great summer part's nice. I appreciate that, but like real quick, who is he? Adam Silver, LeBron James? He just answers that, and that's it. You can keep it. I mean, it's unreal.
We reported earlier that Mike McCarthy of Front Office Sports said that ESPN will never have him on as a guest. Andrew Marsan said that's not true.
Ah,
but
good.
What he probably caused himself though, and when he wants to get into the business, he's not. ESPN would be crazy to hire.
Here is Pat Beverly getting upset about his an ESPN producer, a well respected ESPN producer not having subscribed to his podcast.
You subscribe to my pod?
Do I subscribe to you? I do not subscribe.
So you can't interview me then.
Okay.
No disrespect.
Well, Jamal is here.
You subscribe? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Again, there were a couple times within a bucket or two. In previous games, y'all have been able to kind of get over that hump or maybe.
I got my face, please.
Was it anything they did in particular, or was it just one of those where the bucket didn't go down, there wasn't the stop, they made one? What kind of prevented that you all from being able to get over, kind of like you have in the past?
You move that mic, please, or just get out the circle, please, for me, please, ma'am. If you're not subscribed to my pod, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, now, I mean, quick. If I was there, I don't know if I have the guts to do. I would have used the F word for the first time.
I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for this. I think I'll be fine though. I'm going to play something that our colleague Nick Wright on Fox said. This is courtesy of FS1. Here's Nick Wright responding to the Pat Bev.
So I've seen the whole journey, Pat, and I'm going to go through it for the audience. Because it's as embarrassing as anything that happened last night. From when you got to Houston, I was there. You were thrilled to be in the league. Happiest guy in the world, hanging out at Onyx at 3 a.m. with your ridiculous fake chains because you couldn't get into dreams yet. I understand I was in a similar spot, buddy. And you went from that to whatever you've become, a delusional, cheap shot artist, misogynistic clown. Promoting your podcast at the expense of your career, which to its credit, let me check, While still behind Andy Roddick's tennis podcast and your own teammates pod, you are ahead of Bear Grease by Clay Newcomb. So good luck with it. So how did you get here? And how did Pat Bev become a guy that we talk about despite the basketball reference page? A creation of your own delusion in Houston. One and done every year that you played. You know how they broke through to make the conference finals? I don't know, but I know you were out that year.
So he goes on, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah, good for Nick Wright. I was more unhinged. Nick Wright was prepared and just went on a Kendrick Lamar-like breakdown of Pat Bev.
Also, think about it. His team just lost a playoff series. And he's worried about his podcast, whether somebody who held a mic in front of his face but actually subscribed to his podcast.
At least he said no disrespect,
right, Peter?
Yeah, exactly. And I love that he added the no disrespect, further cementing my theory that 90% of the time when someone says no disrespect to you, they absolutely mean disrespect.
But the Bucks let him do it. Bucks let him do it all year, and the individual accepted the apology, and so it'll just continue. Michael's right. Everybody should have just collectively said, I don't subscribe to it, and walk out.
I'll tell you who could be a fun fantasy football pickup for you next year.
Who?
Odell Beckham Jr., who's heading to Miami on a one-year deal. $3 million with incentives that could push it up to 8.25. Last year in Baltimore, he was on a one-year deal, had 35 catches for 565 and three touchdowns. Mm. But he could do well with Tua down in Miami. That could be fun.
And I heard this morning. Did you see who's going to be they're going to try to have return kicks in Pittsburgh?
No.
Justin Fields.
No. Ooh. Interesting.
So they don't pick up his fifth-year option, and he's going to return kickoffs. But he's fast, and with the new kickoff rules.
Yeah, but if I'm Justin Fields and his agent, I'd drop a don on them. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, they may still do that, but
guy shreds his leg, he'll never play quarterback again.
Well, maybe that's the plan.
Big fight this weekend for Cinco de Mayo weekend. Canelo Alvarez and Jaime Munguia. Remember, Don, we talked to Canelo when the fight was announced a couple months back. They have their big fight tomorrow night on pay-per-view.
Is that Brian Munguia's brother?
No. That's a gentleman who, as a producer, used to work with us. No.
He pronounces it Munguia.
And, I pronounce it Munguia, and he loves it.
Jaime's a hell of a fighter.
And he thinks you can do something for him.
Oscar De La Hoya has now demanded Canelo Alvarez retract his, quote, defamatory claims in what's been a nasty back and forth. De La Hoya actually issued a cease and desist letter to Alvarez. Of course, De La Hoya is now promoting Munguia after previously working with Canelo. They got into a nasty altercation the other day leading up to this fight. I'll be tuned in tomorrow night. You know I enjoy a good fight over Cinco de Mayo. That'll do it for ENN on this Friday, May 3rd.
Tremendous.
Oh, I should tell you real quick. Sorry. It's brought to you by our good friends at Security Dodge. Go shop 24/7 at SecurityDodge.com during their Memorial Day sales event. Sorry, Michael.
Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Don, have a great first pitch. Don, whip it really hard. And
whip it real good.
Yeah, whip it real good. Daniel Craig, take us home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.